Governor Christie was reelected in New Jersey last night with 60% of the votes. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports.
The race was called for Governor Christie 1 minute after the polls closed. At his election night party on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, the Republican governor walked out with his arms raised to the song Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Although he has not committed to staying the full term, Christie did promise to continue his work on Sandy recovery.
I did not seek a second term to do small things. I sought a second term to finish the job. Now watch me do it.
Christie took about half of the Latino vote, and political analysts are calling his victory speech last night the unofficial launch of his 2016 presidential campaign. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
The legislature remained firmly in control of the Democrats. According to the Star-Ledger this morning, with most of the votes counted last night, Democrats said they would hold on to their 24-16 majority in the state Senate. They'll also keep a majority in the Assembly, currently 48-32, although they lost at least one seat. Quick roundup of some other election results. New Jersey voters approved a measure raising the state's minimum wage to $8.25 an hour as of the new year, with future increases automatically tied to the cost of living. Voters also approved a proposal allowing veterans groups to pay their operating expenses with revenue from games of chance. Republicans are claiming an upset in Atlantic City's race for mayor. Don Guardian holds a 162-vote lead over incumbent Lorenzo Langford out of more than 6,100 ballots cast in the race. Guardian would be the first Republican to lead the resort city since 1990. Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer easily won a second four-year term.